Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. So today's podcast is going to be a review of Love Island 2019, episode 26. So as we all know, today's episode is the last day. It's the last day of Casa Amor. And we all knew that at the end of the episode, there was going to be that spicy recoupling. Before we get into the recoupling, let's talk about the events before. As if Casa Amor hadn't already had so many challenges, they had to throw in another one. So I think it was like some kind of like alcoholic beer game. Curtis got a thing that said snog the person that you fancy the most in the house. And of course he snogs Jordan. Then after that he kind of has a talk with Jordan and says that basically she's turned his head and that basically if she was interested in him that he would pick her in recoupling. Jordan basically lets him off easy. I don't really think that Jordan fancies Curtis, and she kind of uses the reasoning like, I think you need to deal with Amy. I feel like that was just kind of her trying to skirt around that she doesn't like him. Because obviously I feel like everybody's in the app, everybody's kind of bio was like, I'm not afraid to step on anyone's toes. Maybe she was thinking like she doesn't want to deal with the backlash with Amy. Even though Amy is not liked by the public, she's very loved within the house. So maybe she didn't want to get in between that or be at the centre of that drama. Another thing is maybe she was kind of thinking, well, Curtis and Amy have literally been so strong from the beginning. Maybe this could be a thing where when she comes back, he would be like, oh, I want to be with Amy again. And then she would be vulnerable. I think she kind of thinks that Danny is a safe bet. I'm still not 100% whether she actually finds Danny attractive, because she is very attractive herself. And, you know, Danny, I mean, I don't even know how he's a model, but each to their own. But I don't actually think that she actually likes Danny. I think that perhaps in that moment she thought, I'd rather be with Danny than Curtis, and that it's safer for me to go with Danny because I know 100% that Danny will pick me. I've seen people about Danny picking Jordan, which of course I've said it before. I think that, you know, Jordan exclusively usually dates white girls, and I've heard that he usually dates mixed race girls. Obviously, with Arabella gone, obviously I feel like he knows that there was a lot of support, so one day. And maybe in his game plan, he's probably thinking, like, the public don't want to see me with white girls, so maybe I should go with a black girl again, and maybe they'll like me again. I feel like that's a part of his game plan. But let me know what you think. Do you feel like Danny generally likes Jordan? Or do you feel like this is his game plan and trying to see if he can get in the public's good books again after doing your one day dirty? Curtis basically says, okay, I'm going to stick with Amy now. I'm going to talk to her about our issues and we're just gonna have to sort that out. But I feel like I didn't think that Curtis really liked Amy anyway, and that he was kind of sticking with her because he thought it was a good game plan and he thought that they were a solid couple that could go to the end. So my thing is, like, if Curtis doesn't like Amy and he doesn't want to be with her, why couple up with her and why not pursue the other girls? Because if he really wanted to escape Amy, then he had options to do so. So I don't understand why he was stuck on Jordan. So for somebody who doesn't want to be with Amy, he doesn't seem that determined to leave her. Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he's like, keeps rethinking his game plan, like going back and forth. But let me know what you think. Do you feel like Curtis wants to make things work with Amy? Or do you feel like he's just kind of recalibrating his game plan? Meanwhile, in the other villa, Amy is professing her love for Curtis. And honestly, they've literally been together 2 weeks and she's already saying that she loves him. And like I said, Amy is possessive and crazy. How can she be saying that she loves somebody after 2 weeks? To be fair, Curtis has been going on like they're going to be like this married couple. So somebody who's, you know, obviously there's something wrong with Amy. For somebody like Amy, who's like really possessive and controlling, I feel like it would be easy for her to fall in love with Curtis. And again, she's 26, she hasn't had a boyfriend yet. Maybe this is why, because like after 2 weeks she says that she loves him, and then they get like they get really weirded out and run away. As we already know, homegirl's in for a shock. Also, again, what annoyed me again is that the girls that haven't been claimed yet, the girls that, you know, are still kind of looking for a spot in the main villa, are still just chilling, relaxing. I don't know if this is an airtime issue, but I feel like if somebody was pursuing Jordan, they would show that, because obviously with the whole Anna situation, they would have showed that. So I'm thinking nobody's pursued Jordan, and with Curtis, I'm sure they would have aired that too. So it's like nobody pursued Curtis, even though his head has clearly been turned. Like Maria and Jordan were discussing like, oh, Curtis's head has been turned. But Maria, why didn't you go speak to Curtis? I'm so confused. Lucy and George kind of start speaking again, and Lucy kind of like hints on that she really wants like George to kiss her, because at that point she'd only kissed Stevie. And at that point I knew that George had bagged it, like George had sealed the deal and that Lucy was gonna pick him. There wasn't really any competition. Like George hardly did anything. Like Stevie was doing the most. He was trying so hard and George hardly lifted a finger. You know, Lucy had to tell George to kiss him and he still got picked. Like Stevie didn't have a chance. So even from yesterday's episode, I knew Michael was picking Joanna. Like I knew it. It was very clear. Like his behavior was like they were already in a couple. So at this point, I already knew it was a done deal. It's just it was just about the reaction at this point from the recoupling. Meanwhile, in the Casa Amor villa, Amber kind of says that she's nervous, but you can tell that she doesn't think that he will do it. Obviously, there's always going to be doubts there when you're away, and you know that attractive girls are coming into the villa to be like this temptation. So obviously, it's understandable that she would be nervous. But I definitely think that Amber didn't think that Michael would have the nerve, because he seemed like, even though Michael technically hasn't been insincere, because they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, they haven't even spoken to each other about being exclusive. So it was still, even though it's been so long on the show, they were still technically at the early stages of the relationship. So in the real world, you know, it's still that thing where you can see other people because you're not exclusive yet. So in the real world, Michael would probably be dating Amber and Joanna, and then like he'd eventually choose whoever he wanted, type of thing. So, but obviously in the show, it's, you know, you have to, you know, obviously in the show, everybody's invested emotionally. It's almost like recoupling is not like dating, it's literally like a marriage. And it's like, it almost feels like Michael, and I get to like some people that are invested in the show, it feels like Amber and Michael are married and Michael has now cheated on his wife, Amber. But in all honesty, even though I do feel sorry for Amber, Michael technically hasn't done anything wrong. And even though Amber assumed, and I even assumed that Michael's head wouldn't turn, they didn't actually speak about... Everybody knew that Casa Amor was coming, and everybody knows what Casa Amor's role is. Casa Amor is to spice things up, to break relationships up. Obviously, he said right now his head wouldn't be turned, and I guess they talk, and I guess like that conversation comes up every time somebody new comes in. Oh, my head won't be turned. But that's a conversation you need to have every time a new spanner gets thrown in the works. At that point, before Casa Amor, there hadn't been a new person to come in for them to discuss, well, my head's not going to be turned. So Michael obviously hasn't done anything wrong per se in terms of stepping outside of his relationship with Amber. Obviously, like the disrespecting of Amber, that's not on either. The disrespecting of Amber was quite wrong, and I feel like he keeps bringing up Amber's attitude, and it's like, I wouldn't say he dealt with Amber's attitude, because I feel like he knew that Amber's attitude was a part of Amber. That's just Amber's personality. It's a part of her personality, her attitude or her confidence, whatever you want to call it, her air, People call it attitude. I'd say it's just her personality. It's just who she is. And I feel like Amber is kind of... Michael is kind of the same. Like, you know how they said that they're the same? I feel like they are sort of similar. Obviously, Amber kind of has, like, power in the house, per se. She has power in the house. Just like Amy kind of has a hold in the house, so does Amber. She kind of has power in the house, and she's really confident. And I feel like after that whipped tweet, Michael started to get in his feelings. Danny kept bringing it up, and I feel like obviously Danny and Michael are quite buddies, and I feel like maybe Danny was saying, oh yeah, you are whipped, you're whipped by Amber, like you let her talk to you anyhow, da 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 da. And I feel like that was getting into Michael's head, and I feel like that's why he was drawn to Joanna, because Joanna strokes his ego, while with Amber, they both have big egos, so they clash. And especially because Amber is younger than him, and the age gap is so different, he's probably thinking like to himself, like, why am I letting this 21 year old dominate me when I'm a big like 28 year old, like what the hell? And I, you know, each to their own. I feel like Michael has definitely started to get intimidated by Amber's confidence, and I feel like he just kept bringing up the attitude thing as an excuse, because he was fine with it like 3 days ago. And then I feel like after the tweet, it started to simmer. Like he was saying, oh, I'd never hold my tongue before. But it's like, your tongue works. You could have said something if you wanted to. If you didn't, then that's your own problem. I feel like that's why he's drawn to Joanna, because Joanna strokes his ego. And as much as he doesn't like to admit it, he wants to have the biggest ego in the relationship. And with Amber, it was always such a struggle. And with Joanna, it's not. And obviously, they've been sharing a bed. We see them kiss. So at this point, like, I already knew it was Amber and Michael were done. Obviously, the text comes through and nobody's going home, as I suspected. I didn't think they were going to send anyone home this year. Obviously, last year's Casa Amor was TV gold when they chose to keep the couples in. They definitely wanted to repeat that this year, especially because the series has been quite boring. The producers know that Amber is fiery, so they wanted to have that Amber and Michael confrontation. After that, it was the recoupling. Danny goes first, he picks Jordan, which is obvious. With Danny going first, it doesn't even give Curtis the opportunity to try and be sneaky. Like I said, I don't know if they'll last very long. I think if Jordan is smart, she'll ditch Danny before Danny ditches her. Maura chose Marvin. Obviously, it was between him and Denon. I'm not surprised that Maura chose Marvin. That's what I predicted. I feel like it kind of shows that Maura actually does want to try like a genuine relationship that would go somewhere and not just like some young boy that she can have fun with. So I'm here for Maura and Marvin, and I hope that it works out for Maura. I think Maura finally deserves to have some peace. And hopefully she can finally put her throat to rest. Anton couples up with Belle. That wasn't really a surprise. Again, like I said, we'll see how that goes. Literally, as I said, like in yesterday's podcast, Anton could end up like Dr. Alex, coupled up with this young blonde girl. And literally as soon as they came into the main villa, she ditched him. So I guess we'll see how that goes. Obviously, Anton seems very interested in Belle. But at the same time, even if Belle is not that interested in Anton, Belle knows that Anton has a lot of support. So in terms of playing the game, she could definitely continue the relationship to the end, because Anton could potentially has enough support to go to the final with Belle if Belle sticks with him. So I'll be interested to see how that goes. But what do you think? Do you feel like Belle and Anton are endgame, or do you feel like they won't last? Lucy was next to pick, and Caroline, I don't understand why the producers told Caroline to bring in the whole Tommy and Lucy situation. Like, that was so messy. Like, the producers, yeah, are so messy. Like, that was so unnecessary. But obviously, as we all know, Lucy picked George. And like Lucy said, like, look at him, like, Why would she choose Stevie? I don't have anything against Stevie, but like, come on, like, look at George. Like, of course Lucy was gonna pick George. And I also feel like they're both similar. Like, they both seem like quite slow. So I feel like they could suit each other. There is a potential there. But, you know, Lucy could definitely, you know, Lucy's been known for having the wandering eye. I personally thought that, you know, she was just very lonely and she just needed some affection, which is why she was cracking on with guys and like kissing them straight away. So I feel like Lucy was lonely and she just needed like someone to have, and that's why she was fixated on Tommy. But obviously she has made a name of herself as somebody who has a wandering eye. So let me know if you feel like Lucy will stick with George, or do you feel like she could have a wandering eye again? And also with George, obviously on the app it said that he was interested in Amber or Anna. Obviously, I'll get into that after, but obviously we know that Amber is available now. So could he then now use the opportunity to crack on with Amber? Or what about Jordan? If Jordan and Danny are unstable, maybe he'd be interested in Jordan, because he said Amber and Anna, but obviously Amber, she's mixed race. Maybe that could stretch to black as well. Who knows? If they stick together, they could, again, be a couple that could go a long way, because Lucy has a lot of support. And I feel like the people that support Lucy are the type of people that would love to see, like, her with a blonde boy and would, like, stand the couple. Because superficially, they do look good together. So based on that, I'm sure they as a couple would have a lot of support from Lucy's fans. Do you feel like they're going to last long or not? Curtis says his speech and, like, I feel like he was saying like way too much. Like, he just needed to keep that private for Amber. Like, I don't know why he was telling everyone. Like, half of the girls were already there, like looking at each other like, what the hell? Like, I feel like he just needed to, you know, keep the speech short and sweet. And Amy wasn't even there to listen to that. So it just seemed like he was just, you know, spreading his breath for nothing. They decide to stay within their couples, and Amy at this point is oblivious to Curtis's speech or, you know, Curtis's feelings. So in the preview, we see that, you know, their conversation doesn't look too good. So what are we thinking? Do we feel like the end is near for Amy and Curtis? Or do you feel like Amy would stick with Curtis because she has no options? I don't think any new guy that comes in will go for Amy. It'd be interesting to see, even after that conversation, if Amy still wants to be with Curtis or what happens, because she said, you know, she did say like if Curtis leaves her or whatever, she'd go home. So what are we thinking? Do you feel like if Curtis and Amy break up, what do you think will happen? Do you feel like they'll get back together, or do you feel like Curtis will leave? Do you feel like Amy will leave? What are we thinking here? Or do you feel like they'll get back together and then somebody else could come in now and turn Curtis's head? And if, you know, Curtis likes the girl and the girl likes Curtis, then Curtis would couple up with that person. What are we thinking for the future of Curtis and Amy? I personally don't think that it will last long. I feel like Curtis is very aware now that he's not going to go far in the game with Amy, and if he does, it'll be purely by luck. What do you think's going on in Curtis's head? Jordan chose to stick with Anna, and then Anna comes strolling in with the 6'7" hunk Ovie. And it was peak for Jordan. I felt really bad for Jordan, because I did like Jordan and Anna together, but I also like Ovie and Anna together. But I feel like out of the two, I feel like I prefer Jordan, to be honest. I feel like Anna does prefer darker black boys. Or I'm not sure if it's because he's darker or because he's taller or both. And because he's from London too. Because I was brought up in London, obviously I'm gonna get along better with Londoners, just like Northerners probably get along better with other Northerners. I feel like that's why Ovie kind of beat Jordan. But Jordan was sweet, and it was sad, like, Jordan was pissed. He kept that, he handled that good, but I heard him kiss his teeth when he looked down. I heard him kiss his teeth, you know. It was peak. What are we thinking? Do you feel like Anna's kind of done Jordan dirty? Obviously, they were in the early stages of the relationship, so hadn't really defined their relationship or talked about like heads being turned. So I don't think Anna did anything wrong. But yeah, I do feel bad for Jordan though. Who do we prefer out of the two? Do you feel like Anna should have stuck with Jordan? or do you feel like she made the right choice with Ovie? Tommy and Molly both chose to stick with each other. That wasn't a surprise there. It was a really cute moment. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I almost shed a tear. Like, it's late at night. They are really cute. And obviously, with the dynamics of the house now, they are my favourite couple. So, I don't think any other couple can beat them at this point. I feel like they've solidified that 50k. Obviously, next was Michael. And as soon as Michael stood up, yeah, as soon as Michael stood up, my anxiety. And at this point, like, I already knew he was going to pick Joanna, but, like, my anxiety, like, I was just thinking, like, poor Amber, like, I would be gutted if I was Amber. And then also, like, the producers were taking the absolute piss, like, they made it into, like, a proper production. They had the faces when Michael was giving his speech. They had, like, Amy's face, Maura's face, Anna's face. They had the fucking violins out. Like, I kind of like that rendition of Survivor from Destiny's Child. Like, it was so dramatic. Like, I was, like, living for the drama. But at the same time, I was like, man, you're actually taking the piss out of my girl Amber. But, like, I'm loving, like, the dramification of this situation. But, like, at the same time, like, you're kind of milking it. Amy, she's, like, eyeing up all of the remaining girls. And she's, like, looking out, trying to see which girl she has beef with now. And then Amber walks in. And the way that Amber was walking in, she thought she was going to be walking into Michael standing there alone. It's embarrassing. Obviously, Amber comes and we kind of see her smile. And I think it was that smile of, are you fucking being serious right now, smile. And at that point, I know that Amber is fuming. And obviously, then it fucking cuts. I knew they were going to fucking do something like that. So it's continuing on the next episode. So obviously, in the preview we saw, it's continuing the aftermath of the recoupling. Amber confronts Michael. It's looking like it's heated. Anna's already on job as Amber's security guard. Already know it's the AA gang. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of drama next episode, and I'm loving it. I'm interested to see what Amber says, and the fact that she's been on her best behaviour and Michael has just dashed her out like that. Michael's just dashed her to the side after 2 days. It's peak. So obviously Amber's heated. I'd be interested to see what angle Amber takes on her attack on Michael, because even though technically Michael, you know, it is what it is, it's a game, like he did, you know, he was entitled to choose Joanna, but at the same time Amber is also entitled to be angry, and of course Anna's getting involved, so I'll be interested to see how Anna reacts. I feel like Anna is drunk. I feel like Anna gets really argumentative when she's drunk. The Casa Remote Islanders are gone. Most of them weren't really doing anything. Like, most of them wasted their own time. Obviously, honorable mentions, Denon. Obviously, he tried, but he didn't play a good game. Like, you just weren't what Maura was looking for. Like, maybe, like, when she first came in, she might have picked Denon over Marvin, but he just wasn't what she was looking for. And obviously, Stevie, you know, you fought hard and well, but you really had no chance, and you can't help the face you were born with. It wasn't really a fair fight. Stevie fought hard and well, and, you know, we'll probably forget about him next week, but I thought it was worth an honourable mention. And, yeah, I really couldn't care less about the other islanders. Like, they wasted their own time. So, Twitter is split for Michael. I would have thought there would be a lot more negativity, but it seems like people are on two sides. People are on the side of that Michael hasn't done anything wrong, like he followed his heart and he was entitled to go for Joanna, and that the girls are like just pouncing on him and being unreasonable. And a lot of people, obviously we already know Anna's getting involved, a lot of people feel like Anna's a hypocrite. They kind of feel like she's done the same thing, obviously, with the whole Jordan and Ovie situation. And the other half feel like Michael has led Amber on and told Amber all of these lies and said that his head wouldn't be turned. I think, like, I'm kind of leaning more towards the side of that Michael hasn't really done anything wrong, But at the same time, I didn't expect his head to turn. And at the same time, yes, he did say that his head wouldn't turn, but I feel like those are in stages. I feel like he said his head wouldn't turn after Arabella came in, and I feel like it was at those stages because they hadn't defined their relationship yet and they hadn't gone exclusive. So technically, Michael hadn't done anything wrong. Really, it's Amber's bad for putting trust in somebody who, you know, putting trust in somebody that wasn't her husband or her boyfriend, you know, 100% trust in him. That was Amber's bad, but I can understand why people are angry. There's also an even split for Amber. Half of the TL is saying that she was being immature and she brought it on herself. And the other half is saying that she deserves better than Michael and that Michael was disrespecting her by slagging her off to Joanna. Honestly, I was always suspicious of, I was always skeptical of Amber and Michael's relationship. Like, it was only within the last week that I thought that they were solid. But before that, I was skeptical of their relationship. So I'm not surprised that their relationship has broken down. But yeah, Amber definitely deserves better than Michael. Michael has issues with his ego. That's always going to be an issue with Amber because she's got a big ego. A lot of people say that she's too confident, she's got an attitude. But my thing is, and I feel like with women, when women are confident, a lot of people say you are too confident. That usually comes into the conversation. And obviously men do get slated too about their arrogance. But with men, arrogance and confidence is expected, where with women, it's kind of like, it's seen as something that's quite new. Women are usually portrayed as insecure. Michael is the type of man that needs a woman who has a smaller ego than him. There's a lot of negativity for Curtis on Twitter. A lot of people feel like, and a lot of people are suspicious of him sticking with Amy. Some people are saying that he never really liked Amy, and some people are saying that he's taken Amy for a fall. Obviously, I feel like, yeah, Curtis needs to fucking get his act together. I feel like he does just need to break up with Amy. And again, I feel like the only reason he's with her is because he's still trying to figure out his game plan. There is a lot more support for Amy on Twitter. Even people who are saying that they don't like her are saying that they feel sorry for Amy. Personally, I don't like her either, but I don't really feel sorry for her. Like, I don't. Obviously, the situation, like, is shit, yeah. And it's cheeky of Curtis to, like, actually, like, recouple with Amy after he literally tried to, like, break up, tried to find somebody else. But I don't really feel sorry for her. If I'm to dig down to my empathetic level, it is peak because Amy's professing her love for Curtis, but at the same time, I feel like the only reason why she's professing her love for Curtis this early is because she's crazy. But either way, it's peak because Amy thinks that everything is glitter and gold, but obviously it's very clear that Curtis doesn't like Amy anymore. And I feel like he even knows that he's let us know, the public, too much. So now it's just, I don't know. It's going to be a shit show, but I'd be very surprised if Amy does stick with Curtis, despite him being honest. And I feel like Curtis is going to be honest, but if Curtis is brutally honest, then Amy would be a dickhead to stay with Curtis if he is totally honest with her. And if he is and Amy stays, then she's only staying because she wants to stay in the villa. And she knows that she won't have a chance with anyone else. And she knows that even though it's looking like a possibility that they won't win, she'd still get further in the game with Curtis. Like, she wouldn't be able to advance in the game without Curtis. So I feel like if she does stay, that will be the sole reason. If you haven't yet, follow me on Twitter. My handle is @ShannonFabuloso. That's ShannonFabuloso. I usually live tweet during the episode, so feel free to at me with your opinions during the episode as we're watching it. I'm traveling tomorrow, so I'm not 100% of whether I'd be uploading anything tomorrow. So if my podcast is not up by 2 a.m. tomorrow, by 2 a.m., by 2 a.m. tomorrow, expect it in the morning. But yeah, till next time, guys. Bye.